Disaster hardship assistance has now been extended to residents in Noosa who were impacted by last week's hail event and storms. It's after the state government approved disaster hardship funding earlier this week for impacted residents within the Sunshine Coast Council area. Across Noosa, 14 suburbs and several targeted streets have been activated for financial assistance. You can check if you're eligible by heading to qld.gov.au/disasterhelp. A new support service for Sunshine Coast tourism operators will help to reduce delays, navigate permit applications and cut through red tape. The state government initiative was launched at the Big Pineapple this week. The tourism support hub will be on hand to support more than 65,000 tourism-related businesses across the state, with direct inquiries to the Queensland government to be responded to within one business day. It'll be 25 years before a new time capsule buried at Mooloolaba this week will see daylight again. It was filled with a snapshot of life on the Sunshine Coast, along with letters outlining our wishes for the future, along with a news magazine, a surf club menu and a bottle of locally distilled gin. Businessman and developer Graham Juniper, who transformed Mooloolaba Esplanade into what it is today, says more big change is inevitable.
With the Olympic Games and what's going on there, all this infrastructure is coming. People that are coming here want libraries, they want better roads, all that infrastructure they're demanding. The only way you can pay for their infrastructure is to increase the population. The hard one in the room is for our elected representatives is to get that balance right.
And final preparations are in place ahead of the Sunshine Coast Holy Moly Charity Pro-Am tomorrow. The competition tees off at Glenview Par 3 with 27 teams, each with a PGA professional and three amateurs competing in a combined stable Ford format. Golf Programs Australia Incorporated event will be the first professional golf tournament in the world to be planned, staffed and delivered by people with an intellectual disability.